In today's scripture lesson, there are a number of critics confronting Jesus, attempting, as so often was the case, to entrap him. Jesus has proclaimed to them who he is. At least he does so in the Gospel of John. And he has tried to tell and to show them what he's all about. But they just don't get it. Some have believed. Some have witnessed his work and heard his words and have said, here is the long-awaited Messiah. But others have looked at Jesus and have found him to be a charlatan or a madman, a blasphemer or an imposter. Why are some able to believe and some not? I guess I don't know. Maybe even Jesus doesn't know. He doesn't get into a great deal of speculation on the difficulties of belief or the causes of disbelief. Here in today's gospel, Jesus simply says that he is the shepherd and that his sheep hear his voice and know him. They believe because they are his sheep, and they are his sheep because they believe. Sounds like circular logic, doesn't it? My sheep know who I am and believe. And if they don't, they're not my sheep because they don't know who I am and believe. Clear as mud, right? That's the hard part. Isn't it? It's hard to believe sometimes. We've been for some time now in the season of Easter, and for many people, Easter presents one of the greatest challenges to belief. All this talk about resurrection and life from death. I remember one year at the end of a wonderful Easter service with trumpets and lilies and a magnificent choir, and I even think I preached a good sermon that day. All the crowds were around, and this young man came walking out of church, just muttering and shaking his head. And he said to me and to himself, I just don't know. I can't be certain. Maybe you've never been confronted by doubts. Fine. Belief comes easily for you. But we ought to note that even with Jesus standing right in front of him, listening firsthand to his words and witnessing his mighty works, many did not believe. So if you sit there today struggling to believe, this scripture ought to remind you that it has been that way since the very beginning. The other thing that I think you need to note carefully here is that Jesus doesn't say that you are admitted into the flock if you believe, or that you're kicked out of the flock if you don't believe. No, he says that if you're in the flock, you're one of his. You hear his voice, and you know him, and he knows you, and he won't let you go. One of my favorite preachers, Barbara Brown Taylor, speaks of how distasteful some church members regard Jesus calling them sheep. Imagine my delight then when I discovered that a friend I know actually grew up on a sheep farm here in the Midwest, and that according to him, sheep are not dumb at all. It's the cattle ranchers who are responsible for spreading that ugly rumor. And it was all because the sheep don't behave like cows. According to my friend, cows are herded from the rear, with the cowboys hooting and hollering behind them. But that won't work with sheep at all. Stand behind them and make loud noises, and all they do is run around behind you, because they prefer to be led. When Kathy and I were in South America on our vacation in January, we got to witness some of the herding of sheep and how it was done, and how the cowboy would lead the sheep. They won't go anywhere that someone else doesn't go first. namely their shepherd, who goes ahead of them and shows them that everything is all right. Sheep tend to grow very fond of their shepherds, my friend went on to say. It never ceased to amaze him growing up that he could walk right through a sleeping flock and not disturb a single one of them. But if a stranger were to step foot in the fold, it would cause pandemonium. Sheep seem to consider their shepherds part of their family. And the relationship that grows up between the two is quite exclusive. They develop a language of their own that outsiders are not really privy to. A good shepherd learns to distinguish a bleat of pain from one of pleasure, while the sheep learn that a cluck of the tongue means food, or a two-tone song on a pipe, it's time to go home. In Palestine today, it's still possible to witness a scene that Jesus almost certainly witnessed 2,000 years ago, that of Bedouin shepherds bringing their flocks home from the various pastures where they have grazed during the day. Oftentimes on the way home, those flocks will end up at the same watering hole around dusk. So they all get mixed up together, 8 or 9 small flocks turning into a